This is Channel 2 Right. This is Tuesday morning, the, 18th, 1970. Tuesday morning. This is Miss Daisy's morning. She is planning, been laying off to come up here. We're just working with the animals, move Cookie's horses. This is Tuesday morning, beginning of Channel 2 Right. Beginning of Channel 2 Right. Beginning of Channel 2 Right. Beginning of Channel 2 Right, Tuesday morning, about the 18th, 19th of May, 1970. Tuesday morning. This is Miss Daisy's morning.
They could walk along. Built in the wall.
Yeah.
Then the nice big ones, you can put lots of stuff in there.
Yeah. I don't know whether that's good, the way they've got that door on the refrigerator or not, but at least it gives us more room.
Yes.
It does. You know, it's a funny thing, but I never...
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
I never have thought of that, people just giving up and then getting sick, but they do.
Yes, ma'am. I know plenty of
them
that did it.
Well,
they get too lazy to work. Well, they throw away the exercise and the privilege.
Yeah.
You know, I'm telling you, that me about. You ought to stop work. You're too old to work. I said, I must ain't. I'm still working. They say, yeah, but you're too old. I said, when I get too old, I can't do it.
You ought to be the one that would know.
That's right. I'm the one to feel it. And it ain't bothering me. I get tired. But if anybody wait, they're going to get tired. I don't care how young he is, I don't care how old he is. See what? You get tired. When I get tired, well, I stop and rest a while. Get me a little drink of milk or a little drink of juice or a little something. Rest a while, get up and go right back into something. Bessie tells me sometimes. I wouldn't no more dig out there like you do. And nothing, I ain't gonna do it. I say, you don't want to, I do. So I dig out your course, I won't. Don't nobody make me do.
Miss Daisy was digging.
Betsy did tell you that?
So?
She say that to you?
Yeah, she said that to me plenty of times.
Miss Daisy was digging a little bit, she said, until I got there this morning. She was ready, except she was out doing a little digging.
I've been out there fooling them old cows. Horses more trouble than cows.
said he is.
Yeah.
Well, how many horses you got out there?
Well, you got feed horses, and then there's about that many more.
But you see this head from me now. Your trees is growing up so big, and mine's growing under. Can't see the pasture, hardly.
Well?
It was a man there the other day, and he's looking. Of course, he just walked around in the yard. He said, if they didn't have all that mess out there, that would be a pretty view. I said, what you mean? He said, all them trees. And I said, you don't like trees? He said, I don't like them so much. I said, I love them. I do. I like trees.
Yeah. And I do too. You'd be in a bad fix if you didn't have what you've got with all that dust.
And it's so. And then, if I didn't have shade, these hot days and the sun shining right down on my house,
yeah,
couldn't stay in there.
Uh-huh.
It'd be too hot.
You walk a right smart, don't you?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Well, I walk more than I rest. Because I walk to work, and then I come back home. I rest a little while, and I start walking again. Well, you see, I have to. I don't have it to do, but I do it. I fix supper for them all, every day. Every evening, wake a plate. I do that. You know? Well, that it takes steps to do it. They ain't smart enough to bring the food up to my house, so I'm got to walk down there and get it.
Yeah.
Why, Miss Smith tell you, Daisy, tell Guy, and you were walking.
She met me. She said, so Daisy, say, you still walking? And working? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, walk on.
Yeah.
Said, it's good for you to walk, Daisy. I said, well, it's don't do me no harm. She said, I don't mind. You know, lots of times on Saturdays, you see, ain't nobody there through the week but me. He's around there 2 days out of the week. And lots of time, they tell me, say, Daisy, get in the car and I'll take you home. I said, I ain't got a thing to tote but Daisy in this bag and there ain't nothing in it. I said, I can walk. She said, Daisy, it's getting mighty hot for you to take that walk. So now I'll take you. I said, oh, thank you, but I don't want you to take me this morning. I've got to stop somewhere.
As like Miss Liza.
Uh-huh.
She always had to stop, you know.
Sometimes I stop to doze a little while. Sometimes I have to go by the store. Well, Mr. Fred is so slow, and you have to wait so long. I don't want nobody to carry me when I'm going to stop there. Because I don't want him waiting until he decides to wait on me. Well, sometimes I go there and stand so long, I just walk on out and come home without it.
Well, he figures you just come in to visit a little while, maybe.
No, he don't. He know I don't visit him down him hunting something. Well, I go there, of course, it's the store.
Well, I've stood around there right smart, too.
Hmm? Say, you sit around.
I've stood around right smart, too, waiting.
No, you can't be in a hurry down there.
No, ma'am. You sure can't. But I think about it's a whole lot of different in him keeping his store. and his daddy and his brother.
Oh, really?
You see, when his daddy had it, he had help. He had a clinic there.
Uh-huh.
His daddy, he'd come to the store sometime, but he didn't do much work. But when you go in there, his help would ask his, what can I do for you? Or do you want something?
Oh, really?
And you could get it and go home. Well, it was the same way when Mr. Rob kept his brother. But Mr. Rob, he didn't have much help. But if you go in there, he would ask you, what can I do for you? And he'd get you. Mr. Fred would talk 5 minutes or longer, and then he'll decide, is something you want? I want so and so, Mr. Fred. Yeah, you get it. Get them, but I could have done had it and been halfway home while I'm standing there waiting on it. You know, I've been trading there ever since I've been in the state. I come to the state in 23. And I've been trading there ever since. Well, that's my best convenience, you see. I can't ride to Gaines, can't walk up to Gainesville and back. I can't walk to McIntosh and back. You see, if I could, he wouldn't see me so much. I'd be done got what I wanted, of course. But I have to wait on him.
Well, I know.
Well, now, if you find him there, 8 o'clock, you do well. I have been there in the morning and just have to sit there. Well, I'd be needing something. And I'd be sit there. Finally, he'll come.
Mm-hmm.
He comes whistling.
Oh. Yeah.
But now when his daddy had it, and his brother, you could go down and get you want what you want before sunrise.
Mm.
You know, there's lots of farming around here then. And lots of the hands did go by there and get things for their lunch and things like that. I always fix my lunch at home. I didn't never have to go there for no lunch. Well, lots of them did. Well, he was there to let them have it. You had to get in lunch there now. Well, you went to see you do it out till noon.
Yeah. Miss Davis, what all did you take for lunch?
Me? Well, Mr. Myers, I mostly care fried too, because I didn't like to take nothing boiled out for lunch like that. I was always afraid it might sour.
Uh-huh.
So I would take biscuits sometimes and just plain bacon. Sometimes I'd have some preserve or a little jelly or something like that, and I'd fix that.
Put that on the biscuit?
Yeah. See, I'd cut my biscuit open, mm-hmm. or break it open, and put my butter in there. And then I'd put my jelly on top of that and shut it up.
And it's ready to go.
Mm-hmm. That's what I would eat. And whatever kind of meat I had. Long then, there was lots of cooters around here, and we'd get them. Well, sometimes I'd get up in the morning, fry me a cooter. That would be meat for that day.
Mm-hmm.
I'd fry. You see, I love that kind of meat. Sometimes you have it. I never cared much for cold fish. I like my fish hot. What, chicken or rabbit or cooter or anything like that. It didn't get so cold.
That's right. Cold fish don't have much of,
No, sir, I don't care for cold fish.
Cold beef steaks, all right.
Yes, sir.
Or cold beef.
Yes, sir. Cold beef, it's all right. Cooters, rabbits, stuffed meat like that.
You didn't have much roast beef.
Much roast beef? Mm-hmm. No, sir. You didn't have much beef.
Seemed like I grew up on roast beef.
Roast beef?
Uh-huh. It seemed like they had...
love it?
Yes, but we never have it anymore. One thing, it costs so much, and another thing, it's half the time, it's not tasty, it ain't got no taste to it.
Uh-huh. What? I've never tasted cooter.
Said you ain't.
No, what's it like?
Well, it tastes good to me.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what it tastes like.
It's not like chicken.
No, uh-huh. It's not like chicken, but I'd rather have one any time than to have a chicken.
Oh.
Well, what do you cook about it?
The cooter?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you get his legs out, and you cook his legs. You see, you take it, and you get his legs out, you get all that fat off him. Well, I put mine in clear water and let it soak today.
Oh.
Tonight, or this evening, I take him out of that water and squeeze all that water out and put salt on him. Put him in the ice box. In the morning, I get up and I cook him. I have me a knife and chop it just like you would steak. Break them bones where they fit in the spot. Fry just like you do chicken. Mm. It's good.
That is good. Rice smart meat on it?
Yes, that's smart. And these old alligator cooters, they call them. There's meat on them. But it takes a brave one to get it. I ain't gonna get it.
What's the trouble?
They'll fight with these little old hardbacks. They won't fight.
Yeah.
But I'd rather somebody to bring him to me and for me to pick him up. You see, I'm scared. Miss Sims' grandboy. He come by the house the other day. I'm sad. Must have been about 2 weeks ago. He had a soft shell. I bet that thing was that wide.
Goodness, 30 yard wide.
He had cut his head off. So he come up there sitting on the porch. He says, you want a cooter? I say, yes. Thank you. I said, put him around there in that pot. I thought he'd get him to me. He says, he'll cost you $3. I said, no, thank you, darling. I says, I can't buy him. I said, I ain't got that much money. He says, I got to make me some money to get my bike fixed. I said, well, I hope you get it. I said, come on around. Somebody buy. But I can't. I could buy.
$3?
$3.
Ooh.
You know what I told myself? I said, ain't got no $3 for no cooter. I said, buddy, a fine one sometime. Or my boy won. And he, my son, he'll catch him and clean him. And
yeah.
Bring him to me. Well, I can't clean him.
They're hard to clean.
Skin
yeah.
His legs out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, a soft shell, he got a wide, gristle, thin piece of something. you know. Some folks gets all that. I know the woman, she would cook that thing, and she could make the best hash out of it.
Oh, really?
She'd put a little bit of the meat in there and just cut up all that salt. Boom. Put onions in there and black pepper. And you don't want nothing but some cornbread. Good cornbread.
And cooter hash.
Yes, ma'am. I ain't never made none. I ain't never made none of that. I just eat some somebody else cooked.
Mm-hmm.
And I like, oh, I believe I could do it if I try.
You hear that gentleman out there?
Huh?
Hear him singing for you?
I don't see him out here.
He was sitting there looking in the weather.
I'd love to hear him sing.
We're going to have to get you a station there. You see, they love to have a place to come and get suet.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't any trouble to put suet in.
No. And then you can sit right here and look out there.
And they come right there and entertain you.
Just him one?
Oh, no. He brings his whole family.
Well, Mr. Myers, we're going to get another sprinkle sometime.
Some people got big showers out of this. Of course, you
when,
know.
When? Sunday?
Yeah, Saturday too.
Oh.
They had a downpour up at Gainesville, you know.
When?
Saturday.
I had that much in a bucket. That much at least. I don't know how much they got, but I had that much in a bucket.
Oh. Yeah.
Rain.
Yeah, late Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock, something like that. It did rain.
Well, this woman that comes down here to see Ann and them, I asked her one day, must have been Saturday. There's one day she was down here since they've been gone. I said, well, Lily, when's we going to get a rain? She said, oh, we had a rain yesterday. We had a rain. I said, well, we ain't had a drop. She said, we had a good one. She lived over with Rochelle.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
What'd you do now if you had a garden?
Hmm? If I had what?
If you had a garden now, what would you do?
I couldn't do nothing. I'd do just like I'm doing. Wait.
Just let it dry up?
Dry it up. Course, that's what to do. Them children had a little old garden, the little old place down there. And the beans was up that high. And I looked out there and they looked like they had poured hot water on them. The leaves done turned yellow and dried up and dropping off on the ground. So, if I had a garden, that's what would happen.
And nothing you can do about it.
Nothing you can do about it.
You just have to sit there and watch it dry up.
I wouldn't watch it. I'd just look out there once in a while and see that it all died.
Well, I'll tell you something. Was it last Tuesday I went down to your house?
Yes.
And you had that meat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that was a busy day, wasn't it?
Now, you were going to tell, Guy, were you going to tell us about that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he come. And he said it. What was I doing to it when he come? Oh, I had it cooking when he come. Well, he went down the kitchen. He looked at that stuff, Miss Ma. He said, well, now what you gonna do with it? I said, when it get done, I see, I'll take it off. I'll strain it. I'll put it in a can or put it in a bucket. So, he didn't come back when it got done.
No.
So, when it got done, I strained. I take all the meat out and have me a clean cloth and put it over a pan or something. And I squeeze that meat just as hard as I can. I get all the grease out of it I can get out of it. Then I put the meat over there. Then I'll strain out my lard, my fat. And I'll cook with it. I'll cook anything with it. Fried chicken, make biscuit, make bread, anything. Well, they don't want it over there. Well, that's what they trim off of their steaks and they meat what they cook over there. So I asked this buddy sometime to bring me some and I'll try it. Oh, I think they give it to somebody for slaw. I don't know what to do.
Oh, really?
With it. I don't know what to do with it, but I know he don't bring it home often. Sometimes he brings. But I know as much of meat as they use over there, he don't bring all that fat home.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
Well, Miss Daisy, there was a good bit of meat in it.
Yes, ma'am. If you trim it off, then, you see, that's what I do. I cut the lean all out, and I put it in something. When I get it all cut, then I wash it good. I put it on a bowl or a cloth or something. Put it on, put in your bowl there. Spread the clean cloth on. I lay it on there so that water can drain out it. That's before I put it in my box.
Oh, yeah.
And then I put it in the ice box. And I keep it when I get ready for some stew or something. Well, I go in and get them scraps.
Do you freeze it?
Yes, sir. I freeze it.
You have to freeze it.
These little things like this?
Yes, sir.
That'd be nice to put
it
in, wouldn't
them,
it?
Yeah, no, I put it in there. Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just something you save or you buy the stuff?
I save them.
Well, now,
'cause you see, I don't buy much bread. You don't get much in bags like this. Most of your bread is not in a nice bag like this.
Oh, I see. It's in that heavy.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, I hadn't thought of that.
You make biscuits and things like that. You don't buy much light bread.
Well, I don't make much biscuits. I just make biscuits sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they buy bread.
I see.
James buys 4 and 5 loaves of bread at a time. Well, I don't buy it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I cook the meat and the vegetables and the rice and the thing, macaroni and things like that. Well, then they get the bread at home.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So you have the use of the meat, and you can make that's good for stew because that's the tail end of those steaks.
Yes,
that's very good.
Good for stew. I make stew out. But you see, my daughter, she won't fool with it.
Mm-hmm.
No, she won't fool with it. But when I get it fixed, everybody enjoys it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Now, why do you put the water in the fat?
I don't put no water in mine.
In the fat, you don't?
No. Talking about when I cook it?
Yeah.
No, I don't put no water in it.
Just put the fat in it?
I just wash it.
Yeah.
And what water's left in the fat, that's what cooks it.
Oh, I see.
I don't put no water in my fat. And then, when it starts cooking, you see I keep stirring and turn it over until it gets enough water in there for it to start boiling.
I was wondering about that.
Yes. That's the way I do it, I do.
So
now, Bessie, she says she puts water in her. I don't put no water in her. Well, I don't see how you cook it and don't put no water in it. I said, there's enough water in the fat.
You just have to stir it?
Just have to keep it stirring until that water gets enough in your container to boil.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
You just keep it stirring. You see this on top, but it's not cooking yet. It's cooking at the bottom. Well, the water's coming out of that. Well, then you got to turn this over, and there's more water. from it. Finally, you get all the water out, and then the grease starts cooking up.
Well, why don't you just pour enough water in there to start cooking it all to start with?
Well, I don't want so much water. Take me that much longer to cook it.
Oh, I see.
If I pour water in.
I see.
You have to cook the water out.
You got to cook the water out.
Well, now, when you're straining the grease out or the meat out, that meat that's in your little sack, is that good for anything?
Yes, sir. I put it in a sack. Well, I have a good sized sack. I really got a cloth just for that, where I ripped the sack, raveled the sack, a big sack, you see. But when I use it, I wash it and fold it, and then I put it away till next time. I don't have to hunt it. Sometimes I forget right where I put it, but I'll keep thinking until I get it. You know, they used to buy feed in these white sacks, so I got about two or three of them. Yeah, I saved them. So I found them. I raveled one long time. I washed it, and when I have that, I go get it, cause it's strong. There ain't no holes in it.
Yeah. Now, that fat that you take out, you can use that?
Yes, sir, you can use it sometimes. But I tell you how I use it. I make crackling bread out of the meat sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is so good.
Yeah.
Crackling bread is so good.
Did you ever eat any?
Yes, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Daisy, a fellow was over here the other day. He lives over there across the creek. He's got a farm over there. He's a big eater. His family was away. And I asked him if they had biscuits and cornbread much. He said they didn't have much. If they had much, he'd eat so much he wouldn't be able to get in his britches.
No, folks don't like to cook no more.
They don't mind cooking, but they'd eat so much. So they just...
But you don't find many folks cook biscuits now.
Mm-hmm.
They buy rolls and buy bread and things. But I tell you, I don't do no more cooking, and I do. I ain't got a good stove. I don't have a stove hardly fitting to cook on.
Is there anything wrong with that stove?
Yes, it is. It's hard to light, and it just ain't right. As I tell them, when I get me a stove, I'm going to cook again.
Yeah. Well,
you know, I used to have old wood stove. I had a wood stove till I moved over here. Well, when I moved over here, Ben, he had got a gas stove. He wanted a gas stove. He wasn't going to put no flue in no chimney to his house and stuff like that. So I said, well, I'd rather have wood. He said, well, you've had wood a long time. I said, but I ain't going to build no flue. And I said, okay, it's your house. Put whatever to it you want to take away with them. So Adam Bud, he bought my wood stove. That's track. Okay. So I don't have one.
Is that right? So Adam got your stove now?
My wood stove. I sold it to Adam. I don't know whether he done finished it or not. It was a good one when he got it. He used to tell me about it. He'd come down here. He said, Miss Daisy said, that sure is a good stove. Said, I wouldn't take nothing for it. I said, well, he didn't give much for it. He didn't give us $7 for it.
A good wood stove for $7?
That's what he paid. Well, Mr. Meyer, I would rather to give it to him and to just sort it out somewhere to rot. But he said he'd give me $7 for it, so I thanked him. Of course, it was a good stove.
Yeah.
He put his price on it.
He put his price on it.
And he paid it.
But you like that stove?
I love that stove, Miss Martha. I could cook anything I want on that stove and cook it any time I got ready. I didn't have to wait for nobody to light it. I went and get wood and light it myself.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like so much of this fast stuff. I don't. But I have to go along with it, because that's all you get now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You got no choice.
That's right.
Well, that's curious. That little flu wouldn't have been too much trouble.
It wouldn't have been too much. You see, he ill got one there. He had to put one there for that heater.
Yeah.
We had a kerosene heater.
Yeah.
And that thing would blow up or smoke and smoke. One time he had that room just as black as smoke. So I told him, I said, now you gonna take this thing out of here, out of this house? I said, oh, I'm gonna get out at once. I said, me and that stove ain't gonna stay in here none of the winter. He said, well, the stove just explode one time. I said, do it one.
Now he's a beauty, Miss Daisy.
He's
this year's crop. He's clean.
Uh-huh.
See, he's got a darker color than the others. He's black on the...
Uh-huh. Well, not good. So he took it out. And he bought that wood heater and put it in there.
But he got a wood heater anyhow.
Uh-huh. I told him I wasn't going to stay there in a minute. If that's the way I had to warm, I just won't stay here. I'll go where they're warm and different. I'm not going to stay here and let that stove set this hot fine bun and hit all up in here.
Uh-huh.
Miss Bessie's put up with that little old kerosene stove of hers, and I've told her again and again, so that way.
Mm-hmm. But she wouldn't do it for nothing.
No, no.
And got a nice fireplace.
Yeah.
And sometimes she got a fine fireplace and a fine heater.
Yeah.
I told her I wouldn't think about a heater if I had a fireplace. Mm-mm.
I don't know what her idea is.
Yeah. She don't know you. She can't tell you why she need all that fire. Lilies, them rooms, ears.
And that house is sealed pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a pretty strong wind for it.
That's right.
Troublesome to heat. Now you can't cook anything on Granddaddy's wood stove.
No, well now in the winter time when I have fire in it,
yeah,
I boil pots on it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, she couldn't do a night heat up the house so bad.
That's right. So when it's in the wintertime, now I don't fool with that stove in the kitchen much, not for boiling. When I come from work, I make my fire and I set my pots on that heater.
Mm-hmm.
When we first come to this country, I cooked on a heater for a long time. Well, part of our stuff got lost, may never find it yet. But it was a family lived over there by the junction. They had one of these great big old heaters. Wow. So they let us have it where we could have some fire in the house. So I used it for warming and cooking. I could boil or fry anything on. I could turn over bread on it. Wasn't so much light bread then. Had to cook it. So.
And you could fry on it.
Ma'am?
You could fry things on it.
Yes, ma'am.
I see.
Well, one of them heaters wasn't so thin then. It made out a pretty good metal. Well, now this one, Granddaddy's got pretty good.
Yes, sir. It's a good one.
It's a good one.
It's iron.
He paid more than $7 for it, too.
He sure did. That heater cost him $30-some dollars.
Yeah.
Oh, which is 37 or what would it? It was over 30. It cost him $30. But it's good.
Yeah.
It warms that house clean on back.
Yeah.
The heat go from there right straight down that hole. And then,
Now did he did he order that heater out of the catalog?
No, sir. He bought it. I think he bought it from Mr. Palmer.
Yes. Well, Mr. Palmer gets good things.
He sure
I've been down
does
there.
Have good things. And he might not got what you want.
He got so many things, hasn't he?
That's right.
I wish he's a little closer, you know, where a fella could.
I do too, Mr. Martin.
Look here in that case. Now, Miss Daisy, the way you used to do, you'd butcher a hog. How much of that would you do at one time?
What? A hog?
Yeah.
If I had a hog.
When would you
well,
do
you
that?
Well, you see, when we had hog, I'd dry it in a wash pot.
Yeah.
Wash my pot out, put my fire outside. I wash my fat up, put it in a wash pot.
Okay. You just kill one hog at a time?
Sometimes you kill two. Most of the time, you kill two. That was about all we could take care of, you see, at one time.
Yeah.
Really? We just build a good sized pen and put two hogs in it. In time to kill them, he killed them.
Well, you made sausage?
Yes, sir.
Always made little sausage?
Yes, always made little sausage. Now you see, just like these scraps, what I put something, say, but we'd put that in the sausage.
Uh-huh.
Grind. Make sauces out of them.
Now that sausage went good in your little sack you took along to the field.
That's right. That's right.
If you had a little cake of sausage, it tasted good, didn't
That's
it?
That's right. Well, you see, we used to. Now, I didn't do it because I didn't have that much sausage to make. But in Georgia, where on them big farms, you see, that he'd kill 10, 12, 13 hogs, just be fooling around and hog killing a week or long. So now, they'd make sauce about a tub, big tub full. Well, they'd have a bunch to grind it, they'd have a bunch to mix it. You know, seasonal mix. Well, we women, we'd mostly have to be cleaning the chitlins. You see, they separate the big ones from the little ones. And then we had to clean them little. That was the case for the sausage to go in. Well, they had a sausage grinder, and then they had a sausage stuffer. It's time for them things. Now we clean them things like the dig. Well, the boss, that would be the mistress of the house, we'd have a big tub or some kind of big tub. At that time, you know, they used to have bale tubs. Get your bale and saw it half in two, and have your two tubs.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Put that thing, wash it out clean, and put some water in it. And when you got them casing clean, she put as much salt in that water as she wanted. And then when you get them things clean, you put them in that tub. Well, they're going to stay there till in the morning. Next day would be stuffing sauces.
Yeah.
Stuffing sauces. You know, she had one of these old big syrup kilns. You seen them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she had one of them. Had one of the shelves. Well, all them chitlins went in that kiln. Cooked chitlins and stuffed sausages. Fixed sausages. Well, we fixing the men's with hangings, you see. Well, thanks, my friend. Lord, I was so tired of looking at meat till I didn't know what to do. All right, now the next day, you're going to want to fix this yet, though, huh? Next day, we're going to clean them heads and them feet sometime. You'd have some of the men cleaning the feet, you know, getting the hoof off and the hair and whatnot. All right. Tomorrow, we're going to put all that stuff together in that same kiln where them chitlins come out. But it's going to be washed clean, you can bet your money. Yes, it's going to be soaked and scrubbed. And walk.
Uh-huh.
Then you wash them heads and feet and put them in there. And cook them. Done. They gonna stay in there till tomorrow. They be cool enough to come out. Take them out. Well, now there he is picking the bones out of that stuff. She gonna fix the south meat.
South.
Yeah, we called it hog head cheese. That's what we used to call it.
Yeah.
She's going to fix that. When she get all that stuff cooked and fixed, then she divided it amongst us. And I get my share, you get yours. This woman get her, then get her. We get part of the chitlins, part of the sausage, part of the cheese, part of... Oh, you know, but she wasn't going to give you nothing. She might give you a little piece of liver for you to cook, to eat for yourself or your breakfast in the morning. Hardly ever eat any breakfast at home because we had to be up there at work. But she had breakfast for her. Coffee and grits and whatnot. Sometimes she cook a big old fry full of brains. Ooh, I loved it for to cook them. I love brains. When my sister comes to see me from Plant City, she mostly bring me a package. Every time she comes, she don't eat them, but she'll bring me some. She said, "Tell me what time." I said, "Sister, I think you just wait till I come here for brain." I said, "Well, I have to wait, babe. I'm on the waiting list." I said, "I can't walk up to Gainesville where they're selling them air." I said, "And I got nobody here to bring them." I said, "My Lord, this bunch, yeah." I said, "Oh, how come they don't forget to live in sometime?" They don't think about nothing.
You know, that's curious, too. Because they could eat a whole lot better.
Who that?
This bunch here.
They could.
If they'd put their minds on it.
If they would.
And it's a lot more interesting, it looks to me like, than some of the things.
Uh-huh, they go to Gainesville every day.
Yeah.
They go up there every day. But I hardly asked them. It's a shame to say it, and it's not either, because it's the truth. But I hardly asked them to bring me nothing. ever asked them. Oh, Wilson, no. Well, did you bring some? Mama, I forgot it.
And then in those hives, you had hams.
That's right.
Had to cure the hams.
When they killed her?
Yeah.
They see, they had big smoke hives.
Houses.
Big, too. And they had the pole up there. But it's one thing funny. I don't know why. But you know the way they killed their meat then? They would wash it and salt it down. Well, it stayed there in that salt. I don't know how long they kept it there. But sometime enough, they would wash, take that meat up from there and wash it. And it had thick claws. I don't know whether it was towels or what. And long tail. And it had somebody washing it out. And they'd dry. Spread it up. Somewhere in there. Well, when that meat dried, they hung it up. In that smoke house. And then they would get oak wood. Or hickory
yeah.
And fill a smoke under that meat and that sausage and drying it. And you didn't hear no tell of it spoiling.
No.
Meat didn't spoil then. But that's the way they killed it. I never hear no tell of no ice box or no ice house. Nothing like that. And they killed and it was good.
Mm-hmm.
I think some folks do it like that up there now. So it
well,
used to be some folks live in Georgia. They comes down here lots for my boy to take them out fishing. It used to be a man come from Georgia down here. And my boy can't fish him all the time. He'd bring him big old hams. He'd bring him big rolls of sausage.
Oh, really?
Sometimes he'd bring him a piece of bacon. That wide. Oh. Well, my boy was home then, part of the time. So we wouldn't have to buy no meat no long. All right, after he married, the man continued to do it, but my share was cut off.
Oh, Miss Davis.
Yes, sir.
Oh, there's nothing finer than a cured ham.
No.
Old ham, that's right.
Old country cured ham is good. Bacon is too.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yes. You know, it's hard to believe that things have changed as fast as they
as
have.
As they have.
Yes, because all that old system was so good.
It was so good. And then, too, it was so healthy for you. You didn't hear tell of folks being sick all the time.
No. Doctoring. Getting to go to doctors.
All this high blood and bad hearts and arthritis and all that. You didn't hear about that stuff.
It's just like you said, Miss Daisy, that walking to work was better for you than it was for anybody else.
That's
it
right.
It did you more good.
That's right. It means everything to me.
Uh-huh.
It don't mean nothing to you.
So...
Well, I'm just like I tell the children. You ought to quit walking and working so much. I said, what is I going to quit on? I said, as long as I can walk and work, I said, I'm taking care of myself. I said, nobody taking care of me. I said, if I sit down, who's going to take care of me? You can. You don't do it. I said, I do it because I want to. Don't nobody make me. I do it cause I want. I said I have more than one reason for working. I said, it means more to me than a payday to make a piece of dough.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know what it means to me? It means a payday. I said, it means exercise. I said, it means honesty. I said, if you work what you get, you got it honest. I said, you sit down and don't want to work and looking for a handout. I said, just stealing. I said, I'm not going to be no role. I said, there's more thieves in the world now than it ever was before. I said, no, why? Because folks don't want to work. And they don't work. And as long as the government's going to take care of them, well, they ain't going to work. I said, the government ain't got a thing but what he get out of us that works. I said, we taking care of that rotten year. Just makes me sick. The girl over there. I think she have a baby every year. I believe she's gonna have one this year. And she don't hit a lick at nothing but to cook for her family. No. And it says she say she ain't gonna wait. So I know some of them don't like it because I hears about what some of them say. It's cause I ain't working and I'm getting a check. Yes, I get a check and I'm going to get her. I said, but she don't know how long. I said, she don't know how she's going.
No.
I said, nothing stays.
Nothing stays.
Everything comes and goes. See there, why? Then it's gone from. I said, what you going to do then?
Yes. She'd be glad to work a little.
I expect. And it'll go so hard with her.
Yeah.
It's so hard with her.
Miss Daisy, I haven't watered that little dogwood. And this big dogwood out here.
Yeah.
It was wrinkled up, what do you call it? Wilted. All day long for 2 or 3 days. And I thought, well,
yeah,
it won't last long at that rate.
No, it can't last.
You know, them dogwoods is just right on top of the ground.
That's right.
They
just right up there.
Yeah.
They don't go deep enough to get that low moist.
You wonder they last as long as they do. And then they grow underneath the other trees.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get a drought or something, they are the ones that suffer first, aren't
they? That's so. Well, I noticed my magnolia tree. It's got dead leaves and limbs all through it up there. I asked Bess, I said, well, you reckon why them leaves looks like that? She said, well, I don't know unless it could be cold, did it? Well, I ain't gonna worry about it. Maybe they'll come up.
Yeah, it will for you, Miss Bessie.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice just to sit back a minute and rest a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know, a day like this, Miss Daisy, when you got a little cloud cover and that sun not so hot, it sort of spoils you.
Yeah.
You just want to sit down and on the porch. I do. I ought to go on out and do something.
Oh, goodness. Today, I have to... Like your family, I have to go into town,
mm-hmm,
and I'd a lot rather stay out here.
I know it is so much comforter out here.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Well, I ring. I better go home and get to work.
Well, now as soon as you leave, I'll have to start to work.
You'll have to start work.
Yeah.
You don't have to go into town today.
Yeah, I gotta go after a while, but I'll. See, I won't just sit around, nobody here. I'll start doing something.
See, as long as we can sort of sit and talk a little bit, then we don't have to get out and push around.
That's right.
No. Miss Bessie won't leave home.
Well,
she
can't help it.
She seems like she just gotta hold that down, doesn't she? She yeah. seems like.
Yeah. And then one thing about Miss Bessie, she thinks she's sick when she ain't. I tells her plenty of times. I say, your age, you liable to feel any kind of funny way. I said, but the thing to do if I do like me, get up and walk away from it. Get up and do something and forget about it. Get your mind on something else, size that misery. You know, I feel kind of bad for her sometimes. I'll look at it. Now yesterday evening she come over to the house. I said, well, how are you today? Oh, ain't there no kind of today. I felt kind of bad all day. I said, that's not unusual. I said, you liable to feel bad. I said, well, don't nurse it. I said, you can't feel like you felt 10 years ago, Bessie. That's what the thing about it. Be thankful for this feeling and enjoy it. Move. Get up and move somewhere. You know, you can just sit and you think to some age, and it ain't for one thing. You just need to get up from there and do something. That's all.
Oh,
well, Miss
Mines,
I thank you for everything.
Oh, we just love to talk with you.
And I do enjoy talking to them when you're hearing from the folks.
Well, we hear from them every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. They get along all right.
We sort of hear by the grapevine that we might have our niece down in a short time. I don't know. That's one you don't know. That's little Faye.
Mm-hmm.
She's been threatening. She said she needs to come down for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. She'll probably call us one of these days and say she's coming right fast.